Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 2nd of April, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, interesting day. Stock markets were strong once again. Nikkei in Asia was up 1%. The China markets were mostly higher. India, well, it's a steady march here, eighth consecutive day to the upside, another new all-time high. And incidentally, the J.P. Morgan Indian Investment Trust, which I own, I don't think that it's necessarily any better than any other Indian trust. But it's one of my top three overall investment positions, and it's been up 7 weeks in a row. Mind you, that's about time, because it had underperformed for a fair while, but it's been a terrific performance over the last 7 weeks. And it still trades at a discount of 12.3%. Shows that investors are not yet pursuing this, but the Indian market is a new all-time highs, to repeat that point, and in fine form because of Narendra Modi's lead in this forthcoming election coming up next month. Now, elsewhere, we had in Asia Pacific, we had very small losses in Indonesia, which was strong yesterday, up over 2%, and also New Zealand and Vietnam were down very slightly. Now, Europe was mostly higher, with small gains overall. It had a very big day yesterday. Spain and Italy, which were strong yesterday, gave up a little bit of ground here today. Wall Street, very steady. And remember, that had a big day to the upside yesterday. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is only 15 points off its high of a year ago. And I think I mentioned in yesterday's audio that a new high by the Dow, and with the S&P also performing, and it was up higher here today, that would provide a Dow theory a bullish signal. That did prompt a question from a subscriber just asking about Dow theory. Well, it goes all the way back to Charles Dow, of course. We're talking about approximately 130 years ago. My own impression on this is, and it's not something that I mention very often, as veteran subscribers will know, Dow theory is often wrong. In other words, if we were to get a fallback by the Dow or the S&P, that would cancel out the signal, so it is often wrong. But the biggest proponents of the Dow theory point out that when it is right, it sometimes gets a very big run. Now, looks like we're going to have a Dow theory buy signal in here. Does that mean that Wall Street could have a very big run? Well, I'm afraid not, in my opinion, because we had such a great year last year, and we've had this five-year bull market overall. And while I think it's a good sign generally that Wall Street and many other stock markets are really doing quite well in here overall, that this is probably a year for modest gains by stock markets that had done so well last year. Markets that I think will do better this year: Europe generally, and also going to Asia. I think that Australia looks interesting, particularly with some of the mining shares beginning to perform much better. BHP, incidentally, BHP Billiton had a terrific day in here today, and they've been cutting costs, and also have been benefiting from the slight firming in those type 3 ranging time and size base formations that the metal prices themselves actually show. Okay, what else do we have? Well, example of that here, moving on from Wall Street, is that Indonesia, sorry, not Indonesia, Brazil. Brazil, apologies, IBOV, up 2.85% in here today. And that has just been moving higher very, very dramatically. And mind you, it's about time because it's it was starting from an extremely low level here overall. But it's been on a tear since mid-March. Now, elsewhere, with stock markets so strong, the long-dated government bond yields are edging a little bit higher. The U.S. 10-year, which I mention most days because it's such an influential rate overall, that closed at 2.8% today. Now, that means that it's testing the higher side of its 2-month range, which is in within a broader sideways reaction and consolidation phase. But I've mentioned several times that that 2.8 level was important, or I put it this way, that a sustained break above that 2.8 level would be important, and that there's a good chance that that's actually going to take place because the U.S. GDP data that came out today was a little better than expected. The jobs were, I think a figure I saw said that they came in slightly below the average expectation, but the average expectation was more optimistic because the winter is now over, and that's helping to nudge those long-dated government bond yields somewhat higher. The really important level for that U.S. 10-year, the next really important level, is the 3% level, and a sustained break above 3% will be interesting for markets. But we're not there yet. But the first step, in terms of an improving overall performance by those bonds, is the 2.8 level. Now, I may have misled you with that last comment in terms of an improving performance by bonds. Not if you're long bonds. It means that the yields, well, the yields are actually rising. So somebody who's long those bonds would be suffering a little bit. Bonds are not an investment that I would want to have in this environment. They are in the early stages of what I've described as a secular bear market. But my reference to bonds in this audio is that they are breaking up or close, very close to breaking up out of that 2-month range. That if they run up sharply, that'll cause a few nerves in stock markets, I suspect. But that hasn't happened yet. Elsewhere, currencies generally a little bit quiet. But the yen is as has been the case for really quite some time. But of ones that have been much more active recently, well, the Indian rupee, it eased a little bit today, but it's still below that recent low. And let me put INR up so I can remember those levels and mention them to you, which I will do. Okay, I wish I could hold all the figures in my head, but it's just near the just below the 60 rupees to the US dollar. Now, the central bank in India wants to keep it in the 62 to 60 range, and it's certainly succeeding in that respect. and that general firmness that we have seen for the rupee is helping, of course, the Indian stock market to move higher here as well. The China currency, the renminbi, now that had weakened quite sharply in a controlled move, but it's hovering here now in a range. It's been in a range for over 2 weeks, near the 6.2 level against the US dollar. Those, I think, those are the main stories. But this slightly softer Japanese yen against the US dollar, that's currently 103.89. That's helping to support the Japanese stock market, and I do think that we will see that weaken to 110, I think 110 and possibly further against the US dollar as the year progresses. And if so, that will probably launch another upward move by the Japanese stock market, which I think is still going to be one of the more interesting markets this year, although it has not been during the first quarter of the year. Had a very good year last year, of course, one of the top performing stock markets. And last but not least, what about the commodity markets here generally? Precious metals were firmer. We've got palladium at 786. We've got silver, which has been quite soft recently, but it's rallied 28 cents in here today, and that's at 19.98 as I speak. That's up 29 cents, still trading. And the platinum market, also steady here overall, $1,437. That's up 8 today. Gold's up 11, and I bought a little bit of gold in here this afternoon. I mentioned in last night's audio that gold had seen a fairly persistent decline over the previous 3 weeks and was oversold here in the short term and back in an area of support. So again, these are all steadying up. In contrast, the grain and bean complex encountered some profit taking today, and this raises the question: has the move upwards been sufficiently good to discount concerns about the growing prospects, at least for the short term? That may well be the case. I'm not quite sure yet, and I've got a couple of positions in that market, and that's because I've been running long positions in corn and London wheat now for quite some time, and they've done very well. Is it time to stand aside? I haven't done anything here today, and I'll happily reassess tomorrow. I don't want to jump off too quickly here overall, and I'll at least have some in the money stops in place just in case. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.